In today's episode, let's talk about my 5 lessons of 2023 on SDR leadership and go-to-market strategies. So if you're looking for new ideas for 2024, this episode is for you. Welcome back to the SDR Game Podcast. I'm Eric, your host, and I'm here to help you grow faster in your career and create more pipeline. And today, that's the last episode, actually, for me reflecting on my lessons of 2023. And that's the third one after recording one about the Texas career, one about outbound, and this one will be about SDR leadership and go-to-market strategy. The 5 lessons for 2023 for me are the first one is why SDR teams get laid off. Next one is the evolution of the SDR model, hiring, and the last one will be SDR creators. Well, right now we know that for the past 2 years, we have a lot of layoff in the tech sales. I think why specifically the SDR team is impacted in general, I think there is a lot of reasons, and the reason I'm going to give you, I think they are the core of what's happening, because obviously we can talk about lack of training, lack of coaching, but today it's more about, I think, as leaders and founders, for the founder or executives, generally we do a lot of mistakes. The first reason is the leadership team generally overestimate the total addressable market size, or they struggle to understand what's the real potential of the market. Generally, what's happening, if you're like 15,000 accounts in the TAM, we think that's the real number. And then when we hire, I don't know, 30 SDRs, and then we realize that maybe the TAM is 7,000 accounts. So obviously there is too many SDRs for the size of the market. Because of that, generally a lot of SaaS businesses are over-hiring on SDR teams, and that's why the SDR team generally is impacted by that, because obviously if you have too many SDRs, the efficiency of the team is decreasing because we don't have enough accounts that fit the ICP, and the team is impacted. Another reason, maybe it's for more early-stage companies. I'm seeing a lot of like early-stage companies hiring first-time SDRs to build the outbound function at the company. Or for example, they can... they are starting the motion for enterprise prospecting, and generally they do that without direct managers. What I mean by that is generally, yes, you have like a manager, so a co-founder or VP of sales, but they don't have the time or the training or to help the person to be successful. So, and then a few months later, they're surprised that the results are not following, or they are blaming that, SDR teams don't work. But I think if you think about just enterprise prospecting, a junior SDR, when I say junior SDR, someone who never prospected in the past, going after, for example, 500 Fortune company, this person is not going to be successful because it's a really tough segment. And so, that's why. Reason number 3, there is a belief that, so if you want to build a team of 30 AEs, when you only have 10 AEs, you need to hire 20 AEs the same year, but also you need to hire more SDRs to support them. And so obviously you want to match that. And if we go back to reason number 1, that's pretty related, and obviously you are going to overhire. Something else you need to think about also with that is obviously there is ramp-up onboarding for both teams, AEs and SDRs, and SDRs need time to be effective. Another reason, it's order takers. So what I mean by order takers, I mean AEs. So I'm not saying all AEs are like that, but most of the time AEs are trying to close deals coming from demo requests on the website, who are completely different than closing a deal coming from an outbound meeting. What I mean by that is deal coming from a demo on the website, generally the prospect is already looking for a solution, or they are exploring some solutions, or they are maybe actively looking to buy a solution. And that's why obviously demo requests are easier to close. And then when you start talking about outbound deals, I know some AEs complaining about outbound deals booked by SDR saying, hey, this deal is not ready. They don't have like a project right now and they don't want to talk to the prospect. But an outbound deal actually should be treated in a different way, because we don't know where they are in their bio journey. And obviously if it's outbound, outbound can be someone who doesn't know they have like a problem that they need to fix. And the role as the company, I'm not saying it's just the AE's role, but it's the role of the company to educate those prospects to, one, be aware of this problem, and two, that your solution might be the solution to solve those problems. And then they will have like a project, and then they will find budget, obviously, to fix this problem. And the last reason for, it's not like super common, but I've seen that in a few companies, but the low ACV, and that's another reason why it's just impacted, but I saw a company, they had like an ACV of $500 ACV, and that's pretty low, which it means that you need a lot of deals just to have like a profitable SDR. And so obviously it's not sustainable in the long term. So that was lesson number one. Lesson number two is really connected with that. It's the evolution of the SDR model. Because if we think about what I was mentioning earlier about the scaling the team or the SDR team, the SDR model was created with predictable revenue, and the way that sales teams until, I would say, 2022, they were focusing on is to, if you want to track 3x your ARR, you need to, 2x, 3x your SDR team, and same on the A team. Which we know is the bigger is your team and the less effective and it's not effective when you're focusing on that. So, and knowing that right now in the current market, if you're so, and that's what we are talking about. So we are talking about scaling, but also now if we talk about just outbound results, we know outbound is getting tougher for a lot of different reasons, but we know that connect rates are decreasing, the open rate is decreasing, and the response rate to sequence is decreasing. We know that our prospects are getting more and more bombarded by a lot of sales team. Now with AI, it's getting worse because you have like people using ChatGPT just to send an email, and you can see that's coming from AI. It's not like super interesting. And obviously, the more noise prospect gets, outbound is less and less effective. I'm not saying that to say, oh no, outbound is not going to work anymore, but I think it's obviously we need to improve our outbound efforts. And I think to fix that, I don't think that's the only answer, but I think there is so many things. The first thing is account-based prospecting. And what I mean by it, account-based, it's, I don't think it's just for, and actually it should be called the account-based strategy, not just account-based prospecting, because it's a team effort. So it's for marketing, it's for the AEs, but also for SDRs, and obviously for the whole company. But the focus here, it's to have like a list of companies that as a company we are going after, instead of having SDRs creating the list, having AEs creating the list. So the leadership team should create a list of companies that the company should go after. So right now, the Gartners, we're working on that. So we are building a list of for example, we are working on the definitions of the tiers because we are working with different industries. So we have like a tier one, tier two, tier three accounts for agencies, same for retail companies. So with retail, you can figure out. And the idea is to have like a clear definition for each tiers. And the goal with that is that the marketing, they have the list, the SDRs have the list, and the users have the list, and they know that's the target accounts for the company. Another thing also to fix, I would say, the thing we were talking about earlier is now when you want to scale, it's making sure that each AEs or SDRs, they have enough pipeline. So more for AEs, if we talk about pipeline, before hiring more SDRs, but for SDRs specifically, it's you need to make sure that you have enough accounts to after that, you know, your numbers also for because obviously if you are hiring more SDRs, your numbers are going to be decreasing, meaning that the quality of the effort is going to be impacted, obviously. But if you want to add more people on the team, you need to make sure that they will be successful. Another thing I think could be really helpful for improving the efficiency of outbound and SDR team in general, it's how you prioritize your list. So we were talking about the list earlier, the account-based strategy. Now, let's talk about how you can prioritize the list. I think there is different ways. One is the familiarity. Then something that a lot of people are talking on LinkedIn right now, it's the intent, the signals, whatever you want to call it. Another one is the potential of the account. So potential, what I mean by that is, for example, if you sell like a solution based on number of seats, you don't just focus on the headcount of the company, but more on the potential users inside the account. Example, when I was working at Chili Pepper, we were going after enterprise accounts, for example, on the enterprise team. And some accounts with, I don't know, 2,000 employees, they had 30 salespeople. And sorry, I forgot to mention that at Chili Pepper, we're focusing companies with sales team. One decision maker could be the marketing team. I've had a VP of marketing. But the number of users would be the sales team. And what I mean by that is, even though that was an enterprise account, they only had like 30 or 40 reps inside the account. And so that was not a big opportunity, a huge account for us. So for example, this type of account, that was not like a huge potential for the enterprise team. So it was more like an account that we are not going to prioritize. I think prioritization is going to be key to improve the efficiency of the team. So not just for SDRs, but also AEs. So we are focusing on the right accounts at the right time. And so SDRs, they are talking to the right accounts, they're booking more rings, but also AEs, they're working with working and talking with the accounts that we have a big chance of closing them. And then another topic for this too, and I think that's another fix for this, it's how we need to think about the SDR teams in the future. So I think if we talk about small deals, for example, below 10K ACV, we, and normally I know it's not maybe, I know some people disagree about having SDRs for this segment, but today with AI, for example, I think we can have like one SDR doing the job of three or four SDRs in terms of volume, in terms of quality, because with AI you can scale really quickly that. So having for small deals, you have less SDRs and they can be more effective than having, three or four SDRs for the same thing. For enterprise, I think it's going to be really similar because for enterprise, I don't think AI is going to be a big change because right now, today, the way we are using AI, it's not like super effective for enterprise accounts. And knowing that the spam features, for example, for Cold Email, they are getting worse and worse. For enterprise, I think we still need to have like a lot of SDRs just to focus on the target accounts. Because enterprise, it's a really tough segment and AI will be here to support them in a sense of prioritizing the right accounts, accelerating the research of those accounts. Because if we talk about signals of those accounts, they have too many signals and AI will be able to, one, for example, accelerate the research, but also finding the what's relevant for them right now and how you can start the conversation with them. Okay, next one is hiring. And I'm going to start with two quotes, actually. So the quotes, the first one is from Marc Roberge, former CEO at HubSpot. World-class sales hiring is the biggest driver of sales success. If you could be world-class at one discipline, it should be hiring. And then the second quote is from John McMahon, former CEO at BMC. If you hire C players and do everything as perfectly, you will lose. If you hire A players and do everything as average, you will win. And if you think about that, obviously, I think hiring, depending on the stage where you are with your team, it's going to be really different. But hiring is super important when you're building your team because if you have the right people, it's going to be so much easier. In the past, what I was doing, I was thinking when I can fix what's not working with having a perfect process or training or coaching in the team. But if you have the right people, obviously, it's not going to be improving. And so that's why I think those quotes are super important. And that's all the time I'm thinking about, hey, I think the success of an SDR team or a go-to-market team generally depends on the talents you have on your team more than having the best tools, the best process, because your team will have the most impact on your results. And then if we talk about hiring specifically, so earlier I was talking about companies who are hiring junior reps to launch the SDR team or the admin function at the company. I think that's obviously a mistake, not having a direct manager to help them and coach them and train them to accelerate their result. But the other one also, it's going to take a long time to have results because if they are learning on their own, yes, they are learning, but generally when you hire someone to build the admin function is to get results quickly. So I think there is two solutions specifically for starting an SDR team from scratch. The first one is hiring a founding BDR. So someone will be the first hire for 6 months to 1 year, I think, to just focus on testing the messaging, testing what resonates with prospects and start the motion, because you want someone who can figure out that, because even though someone knows how to prospect, starting prospecting from scratch is way different than prospecting for a brand or a product who's already ready, because if you are the first one doing outbound and not getting results, it's normal. I think it's a phase of test and learnings. So that's the first one. If you raise money, obviously that's, I think the solution, it's quicker to get results, but it's having an SDR leader who is focusing on building and not just execution. What I mean by that is they should build the processes, the playbook, having three or four SDRs to start the team, and as a team, they're going to build the outbound function. And the role here is to really like do the same as the founding BDR, but like a small team of three, four, and five people with the leader. But the goal here is do the same, but you can do it quickly. But obviously, it's more expensive than having just one person. And we know that if we think about the time that it takes to figure out outbound, obviously the second option is going to save you time and you can accelerate learning. My last lesson for this year is SDR creators. SDR creators specifically, it's a topic that I've seen on LinkedIn in the past few weeks. Basically, it's people saying that we should have like SDRs creating content for their buyer personas. And I think it's good on paper. But if you think about it, the first question I was thinking about is, what's the difference of an SDR creator and a social media manager? Because I don't think there is like a big difference. So are we just changing the title of a social media manager just to put SDR creator? That's the first thing. But then the second thing is, if we want about thinking about, hey, who should create the content? So I think an SDR can be the person who is hosting a podcast, for example, or hosting a weekly webinar, and ask the question, but they have a buyer persona in front of them, because an SDR won't be able to, they can understand the day-to-day, but I think it's going to be hard for them to understand the struggle of a VP of data of 1,000 employee company, because they've never done the job of a VP of data. Here, I think there is two things to think about this. One, the person who is maybe hosting the podcast for the company, and then they have the SDR doing it, but then they need to have like people who are the experts, so your prospects. Obviously, you can do that internally with, if you have a VP of data, for example, or you can do it externally with VP of data at your target account, because they are the experts. And if we think about that, and if you want to think about, hey, how you can create content that resonates with your prospects, having an expert internally or externally, that will be the person that can do that, because an SDR won't be able to create content that resonates the same way. Then I think there is companies who are already doing that internally. So there is two examples of Clary with Kyle Coman when he was still at Clary, and the CEO is doing it also. I think they are a good example. Then we have Chris Walker with Refund Labs also. I think he's another good example of that. Being the expert, showing that you understand the market, focusing on the right topic, what resonates with people, but is the expert. So that's why they are the expert, and that's why it's working for them. And then another example is Cognizem and Casper. For them, actually, they do both. They do it internally and externally. So internally, I know because I follow him, but Dave, their VP of SDRs, is doing it. He's posting on LinkedIn, but also is part of the content creation of Cognizem. And then they hire also external experts. So one is Morgan Ingram. I know he's working with Cognizem. But then also I did the same with Casper, one of their products. And I think they are really like a great example of having an SDR team creating content. Maybe not the best decision. It's more focusing on, hey, who should be the expert. And yes, SDR could be the person asking the question, but they won't be the person focusing on creating the content around the pain, or the day-to-day of your expert. That's it for this one. If you have any feedback about this episode, let me know. I know, for example, on the last one on outbound in prospecting, I got like a great feedback on LinkedIn. So yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know. And I see you on the next one. Bye.